thinking of another time. You're thinking of another place. You look at me, but you're wishing I was someone else. There's another guy in your memory that seems to haunt you every time that you're alone with me. And you can't hide, you're wishing I was someone else. Somewhere in the shadows of your mind,
of your mind,
is an echo of a love that's lost, a love you left behind. Yeah. Something that's not real. You say you're mad, but you're wishing I was someone else. And you can't hide, hide from intensified pride. It's easy to see, you're wishing I was someone else. And I can see, you're wishing I was someone else.
Don't know what's in store. Come on, try it. This is Radio Zulu. My name is Reed. I'm your host. We're located here, Underground Zero. We start today's show with the 45s doing Out of My Mind. It's from the Fight Dirty LP from 2002. They were followed by the What For. The What For spelled W-H-A-T-T-F-O-U-R. Pretty groovy. That's from 1967. They did You're Wishing I Was Someone Else. The What For were from Riverside County area. And we're kind of kings of the music scene out there, along with The Bush in 66, 67. They were followed by The Gants doing Roadrunner. The Standells did Try It, a song that was banned in Boston. Banned in a lot of places, I hear. But right here in Southern California, my radio station, KRLA, put it in heavy rotation. And they kind of randomly bleeped out words on their copy of the song just to make it seem even racier. And I thought that was so cool. They were sticking it to the man. In fact, that song, Try It, the 45 on Tower, was the very first record I ever bought. I was 13 years old. They were followed by the Easy Beats doing Can't Find Love from 1969. Up next, out of Australia, like the Easy Beats, this is a much more obscure band, but a great tune. These are the Blue Beats.
She ain't gonna cry no more. when blue turns to gray. And try as you may, you just don't feel good. And you know you gotta find him, find him, find him. No matter who you call, you just can't have him fall. No other guy you try to give your love can
That was Rocky Erickson doing Don't Slander Me from 1986 from the Pink Dust LP of the same name. Before that, Bo Diddley, or should I say Elias Otha Bates McDaniels, did I Can Tell from 1962. Tracy Day did Blue Turns to Gray, a very early cover in 1965 of the Rolling Stones tune, or actually a cover of the Richards Andrew Lou Goldham tune, if you believe the credits. Tracy was born and should have remained Nora Ferrari. I love that name. Before that, Dino and the Goons did Early Retirement, a new band out of FLA. And we started with the Blue Beats doing She's Coming Home from 1965, an Aussie band that only issued two 45s in Australia, never made it to the U.S. That song is a B-side of one of those records. This is Nikki and the Corvettes.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, we started with Nicky and the Corvettes doing He's a Mover from 1980, followed by Zachary Thax from Corpus Christi, Texas in 1967 doing Face to Face on the JBEC label. Then the Makers did Tear Apart, Makers from Spokane, Washington, and from the same time in the same state, only this time Seattle, Zeke did Diluted. We finished up with Starcrawler doing What I Want from last year's debut LP. Here is Tyler Keith and the Apostles.
Criminal Jim! you're the only love that I have ever had. You're the only love that I have ever had.
Right, we started the last set for today's episode with Tyler Keith and the Apostles doing Criminal Gene from their 2016 LP, Do It for Johnny, followed by The Wheels doing Roadblock from 1968. The Wheels were a Belfast area band back in the day, and within a year or two of them with Van Morrison, and you can kind of hear the influence in that song, can't you? Roadblock was the B-side of the 145 that made it to the U.S., Bad Little Woman. X did Back to the Bass from the Wild Gift LP, 1981. Then the Counts did Stop Cheating on Me, a great hidden gem from the USA Records catalog that was first released by Sundazed on a double CD in 2009. Apparently the song was recorded and re-recorded a few times because of personnel problems within the band and with management, and all of that apparently was the reason the song never issued in the first place. Thank you, Sundazed, for finding it a great tune. The Counts, Stop Cheating on Me. And we finished up with the Romancers doing Love is the Thing from 1965. The Romancers, one of the great East LA bands from the 60s on the Linda label. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you for listening in. Stay tuned for future episodes of Radio Zulu right here under Ground Zero. Until then, good night, everybody.